Welcome to Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. Our next guest is a geoscientist, space artist, Martian cookbook chef, college professor, the founder of Space to Inspire, the first woman to pilot a SpaceX rocket, and the Explorers Club, top 50 people changing the world. Did I forget anything?
No, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. Hello, who in the space world are you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Siam Proctor, and I am the first Black female pilot of a spacecraft. I was the mission pilot for Inspiration 4, the first all-civilian mission to orbit.
Wow. We know you hail from strong NASA lineage, as even Neil Armstrong wrote your dad a thank you note for his stellar work. But was there anything you did as a kid that alerted your parents, that one's going to be an astronaut one day, and create her own Jedi Space Award?
I think the big thing was the explorer in me. At an early age, I was always out in the woods exploring, investigating different types of snakes and lizards, catching them, fishing every day. And I think my parents just saw I had this natural curiosity for the world to go out and explore. And so I don't think they limited me just to planet Earth when they were thinking about that.
And the Jedi Space Award?
I first got the idea for the Jedi Space Award when I came back from space, because I wanted to be able to give back to the community that has supported me. But the idea of Jedi, just, equitable, diverse, and inclusive space, came to me when I took Loretta Whiteside's Space Kind Training. It was kind of this transformative experience. And for me, I realized that I'm passionate about creating a Jedi space.
Excellent. Who was a strong mentor to you in the aerospace industry? And was there a moment when the tables turned and you got to be that mentor?
I've had two kind of big mentors. One is Loretta Whitesides. I took her Space Kind Training, and she's always been so supportive of me. And the other one is Mike Mongo, who's the astronaut teacher. I met both through SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. And they really kind of helped me over the last 10 years kind of find my way.
And when did the tables turn?
One of the people that I've been mentoring is Bailey Burns. We were roommates together when we did Project Possum, and it's been fun to see her career develop. She's, you know, 25 years younger than me. It's been a fun journey to just be able to give her some advice based on the things that I've learned, you know, those hard lessons learned.
All right, world, look out for Bailey Burns. You will forever be cemented in world history as the first humans ever to orbit higher than the International Space Station. While most might ask, what's it like meeting space billionaires Richard Branson and Elon Musk? I'd like to flip the question. What's it like for world leaders to meet you? What did they walk away learning from you that day?
Well, I think the big thing is just when you're authentic and passionate about something, that can be infectious to some degree. And so when I meet people that I admire or I've been inspired by, I like to think that they all leave a little bit inspired by my story and my whole motto of Space to Inspire.
What would you tell future astronauts listening right now, or anyone really, who's been a finalist for their dream job but got declined in the final round?
I think the big thing with life is that there are ups and downs, and how you figure out how to move forward successfully through that disappointment is important. And I definitely have this motto or idea that when one door closes, another door opens. Keep investing in lifelong learning, because as you learn, that increases opportunities for you, and keep watching for those doors and windows to open.
Ah, so true. Did you experience the overview effect? And if so, how did it impact you?
Yeah, you know, as a geoscientist, I know a lot about the Earth, the overview effect. I was kind of expecting to be transformed when I saw our beautiful planet from that orbit. But what I wasn't prepared for was Earth light. And what I mean by that is, you think about moonlight and how when the full moon rises, being bathed in moonlight, think about how that makes you feel. Well, Earth light is 1,000 times more beautiful, more spectacular than moonlight. And I found myself, you know, staring at our beautiful planet while being bathed in Earth light. And that Earth Light was just, oh, it's just a magical experience. I hope everybody who wants to go to space can experience some Earth Light. I think that might be the fountain of youth right there.
Well, I believe it, because you look amazing. Tell us the name of the poem you wrote, inspired by all this.
Oh, it's actually called Earth Light on my YouTube channel.
Okay, now it's time for our rapid fire fill in the blanks. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's do this. At work, I'm known for
inspiring people.
My advice to the next generation looking to do what I do is
keep moving forward and looking for those doors and windows to open.
I'd like to be remembered for
being the most interesting and intriguing woman in the world.
Ha! Put that in your multi-hyphenates title.
Well, you know how they have the Dos Equis most interesting
yes.
man?
That's right. They need a woman.
Right. I'm like, I'm the most interesting woman in the world. Come on.
Last question. The music that gets me rocking and I'd like to hear on iRock Space Radio is?
Always a fan of Elton John and Rocket Man. I dance and sing along every time I hear it.
Thank you for being here with us today, Dr. Proctor.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.